London's con hasn't got a clue how to stop knife crime, says campaigner. By Victoria Friedman on March 1, 2019. An anti-violence campaigner has criticized London's Labour mayor Sadiq Khan for his failure to tackle knife crime in the capital. Last year, Mr. Khan launched a £500,000 violent crime unit after the city experienced its highest ever level of knife crime and while the murder rate hit a 10-year high. Founder of Anti-Knife UK Danny O'Brien criticized the London mayor. Telling The Express, he said that he's going to try and save the problem, but in reality, he hasn't got a clue what to do. He starts something, throws money at the problem but doesn't know what the problem is. Politicians as a whole just simply aren't doing enough, he added. The comments, published Thursday, come the same week that London saw 5 stabbings in a 24-hour period. 1 fatal, with 4 committed in the span of just 8 hours. Since the progressive politician came to office, he has faced criticism for his focus on hate crime and banning adverts of junk food or those containing alleged sexualized portrayals of women while real crime spiraled. Breitbart London reported in November that around 1/3 of all crime reports in the city were abandoned after a single telephone call, including Londoners reporting criminal damage, theft, burglaries, affray, and low-level assaults. While the Metropolitan Police has over 900 specialist officers dedicated to investigating hate crime. The mayor has also been criticized for his position on the police tactic of stop and search, which he claimed disproportionately targeted young ethnic minority men. But which one former Met police officer said actually saves black lives by stopping black youths killing other black youths? After pledging to do everything in his power to cut stop and search during his mayoral campaign, Mr. Khan reversed his position in January 2018 and said police would be allowed to significantly increase the use of the power to try to bring down knife violence, Mr. Khan admitting in November that it could take a decade to solve the problem.